The group of parents have been protesting the Haines School's masking policy for several weeks, demonstrating in front of the school and speaking out at school board meetings. On Tuesday, four demonstrated carrying signs that read, "Unmask the kids and mandates aren't laws." Sean Arnold is a parent of an elementary school student.
It's for my daughter, who is being forced to wear a mask during PE because of the mandates and restrictions. I would like to see that those mandates and restrictions on masks during their PE classes be eliminated and some alternatives put forth for them, whether it's they do their physical education outside, their physical exercise outside, so that they can social distance, so that they can not wear a mask.
Arnold says he's had good conversations with the administration about his concerns for the students during PE class, but he wants to see masking be optional school-wide.
There is no one answer for everyone, as typically is the case for everything in life. But when I see my daughter like that, as a father, I have to do something. And I've waited, and I've waited, and I've waited, and nothing's being done. So this is essentially our line in the sand. We have to do something.
A few cars honk in support. As students arrive, exiting cars and the school bus, some glance at protesters taking in the scene, then continue walking through the double doors to school. No students joined the protest on Tuesday. Organizers had called for a school walkout on Tuesday via social media, which drew hundreds of comments and heated online debate. They had also offered a cash raffle of $50 for students who walked out, but called it off after critics condemned the move as bribery and issued an apology on social media. Arnold says they don't want to create more peer pressure for students.
So we are here representing those kids, those juveniles that lack the voice, that can't stand up for themselves.
One counter-protester demonstrated in support of the school's masking policy. Becky Lee Nash has four grandchildren ranging from elementary to high school students.
So I made the sign that said, "Mask equals respect," and I put, "Wear it proudly." And I come from a background of nursing, and I understand that none of us, including myself, likes to wear masks, but the kids are doing it because they want to be in school and respecting the rules that the school has set up, and they're respecting people that are vulnerable.
Nash says she supports the school's masking requirement to protect immunocompromised students and staff and prevent further spread of COVID-19, which puts the most vulnerable at risk. Haines COVID transmission has remained high, with at least 130 cases since the beginning of February, according to the state dashboard. Superintendent Roy Getchell said he's had personal conversations with the parents protesting, and hears their concerns about masks.
I think it's really important that they understand, and all people in Haines understand, that their voice is valued, and it's important, and they have a right to express that, and I have appreciated having conversations with them and other members of our community this is a very controversial issue.
Getchell says the administration and school board reevaluates health guidance each month, and the school's policy adapts as things change. Currently, the school requires universal masking or until there is no community transmission. He says masks are critical because they allow any close contact of a positive COVID case within the classroom to be able to stay in school.
If masks are in consistent use, we don't need to do any contact tracing.
He says without masks, if there is a positive COVID case, then the school would have to conduct contact tracing, and potentially entire classes would have to quarantine. While dozens of students and staff have been impacted by COVID in recent weeks, no classrooms have had to quarantine and school has stayed in session. He says masks are just one of the mitigation measures the school uses, including classroom ventilation, social distancing, and basic hygiene, which has enabled the Haines schools to stay in person throughout the pandemic. But he understands the frustration.
So it's one of those where we have done incredibly well, but I also recognize that we are all incredibly tired. And because we're tired, the differences of opinion become amplified even more. But I do understand it, and I hear it, and I want to keep walking toward normal. And we have continued to do that, and we will continue to do that. It's just going to be a step-by-step process.
The small demonstration on Tuesday came a few hours before the Haines School Board is scheduled to discuss COVID-19 mitigation at an evening work session. But any changes to policy would come before the Haines School Board's 6 p.m. meeting on March 1st. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.